The conference on the development of Tibet's tourism industry ended with the signing of 16 key projects worth more than 10 billion yuan, or about 1.7 billion US dollars. Tourism Development Commission Deputy Director Ren Jiyue says Tibet will explore some new routes this year to help meet visitors' demand, which is increasing on a yearly basis.
This year we're going to promote 5 new routes, including the east, the south, the west, the north, and Chuogao Lake, located in southwest Tibet's Ningxi. Hopefully, this will bring our visitors more convenience and fun. With the development of Tibet's road conditions, there will be some new routes explored every year.
In addition, Ren says that the regional government of Tibet is determined to further improve its tourism sector as an increasing number of visitors are pouring into the region every year.
This year, some new policies will be rolled out so as to better regulate Tibet's tourism industry, including those on catering, accommodation, and tour guides. In addition, more training sessions will be provided for the personnel who work in the field.
He believes that Tibet Tourism and Culture Expo will not only boost the development of the region's tourism industry, but also help facilitate poverty alleviation programs in Tibet. Tourism is a pillar industry in Tibet's autonomous region, with revenue accounting for over 20% of GDP. According to the Regional Tourism Development Commission, more than 6.8 million tourists visited Tibet in the first half of 2016, and the revenue from the sector reached $1 billion. For CRI, this is Li Jianhua reporting from Lhasa.